During the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting last night, Sonoma County Health Services Director Tina Rivera spoke about the county increasing its fight against racial discrimination. She wants it declared a public health crisis. The board went on to approve a resolution to recognize racism as a threat to public health. The meeting was not without controversy, as several people spoke in opposition to the resolution, including one who caused sheriff's deputies to clear the room after board chair David Rabbit called for a recess. Sonoma County has announced applications for the wood chipper program are now open. Residents in unincorporated parts of the county may apply for a free 2-hour visit to have cut trees and brush processed into mulch. There are specific guidelines, and available slots are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. You can get all the information you need and apply through the PermitSonoma.org website. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project on Tuesday went before a San Mateo County judge, arguing for DNA testing to help prove Scott Peterson did not kill his pregnant wife. The hearing was mostly procedural, with the judge setting dates in the next few months to hear motions by Peterson's attorneys and deadlines for both sides to file court documents. In sports, the Warriors play the Mavericks in Dallas tonight at 5:30, and Steph Curry's been cleared to resume on-court activity as he recovers from his right ankle sprain. Your forecast, we do have a wind advisory from tonight at 10 p.m. through tomorrow at 5 p.m. Otherwise, today, sunny, breezy, and warm with mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear and breezy, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, very windy, and warm with upper 60s and low 70s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Need information on healthcare options, transportation services, or assistance with daily activities? Look no further than the Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory. This comprehensive directory is a treasure trove of local services and programs tailored to our vibrant community. If you're an older adult and looking for social activities, or someone with a disability seeking adaptive technologies, the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory has you covered. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Unleash your wild side with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Rev and Ride Giveaway. March 9th and 23rd and April 13th and 27th, you could take the wheel and drive home with the adventure vehicle of a lifetime. Plus, don't miss out on the additional cash drawings every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
102.7 The Wolf. Hey, don't forget, 8 Mountain Mike Pizza locations will be raising money today. 20% of the proceeds will go to the Sonoma County Students and School Districts in collaboration with Schools Rule, a county crowdfunding program. So eat some pizza today.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger. In your eyes, oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner.
this party started.
I turn it up loud.
With 102.7, The Wolf.
Even smarter?
There's an app for that, right?
Just download the Wolf app and get ready for America's greatest hits.
My phone's become my favorite way to listen to music.
Just search for Sonoma County Radio in your app store. Then click on 102.7 The Wolf and take us with you wherever you go.
And you can dance for inspiration.
Thank you.
right, time to get you up to date and up to speed. Another check on the roadways from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Slow traffic developing now on Highway 101. Traffic is sponsored by Allstate. If you're making the early Petaluma to San Rafael commute, it's now 30 minutes delayed now because of stop-and-go traffic as you approach the county line, and that will continue down to Oldham Poly Park. Looks pretty good in Novato so far, though. Your drive on westbound 37, quite slow out of Vallejo from Wilson Avenue all the way out to 121. No delays yet on Highway 12 in Santa Rosa. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So, if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Girl, the highway
Watch us online at thewolf.fm. 102.7 The Wolf.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
For your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There was an hours-long standoff Tuesday afternoon at a Petaluma motel with a man accused of domestic violence, arson, evading arrest, and weapons charges. It all started with a domestic violence call at a home on Harvest Lane in Santa Rosa Saturday night. Police were not able to arrest the man that evening. The next day, he was spotted in a blue Ford F-150 pickup truck. Police attempted to pull him over, but he refused, and a pursuit was initiated. Eventually, it was called off over public safety. Later, a fire broke out at the suspect's home on Harvest Lane, but was quickly extinguished. Inside, they found more than a dozen guns. Eventually, police found he was staying at a motel on South McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. Santa Rosa Police, the SWAT team, and Petaluma Police all surrounded the motel. And after the suspect fired several shots, it was determined he shot himself. He was taken into custody and remains in critical condition at a hospital with life-threatening injuries. His name has not been released, only that he is a male in his mid-50s. The Fire Victim Trust Administrator has announced another round of payments to survivors is on the way. So far, victims have received 60% of their claims for the losses of the 2017 fires, Butte Fire, and the 2018 Camp Fire. That number will grow to 66% starting April 25th.